Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week, Kirsty caught up with a very busy Simon, did a little catch up about engagement and performance, and over to them.
So Simon, how do you manage performance in the context of strategy?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts to managing performance. Number one, you need a consistent way of describing the performance that's required and linking that to where the company's going. And so that usually takes the form of a one-page or one-sheet description of the primary outcome that the company's looking to achieve, and within those, the specific measures that you're trying to measure for any individual, wherever they are in the organisation. Second thing is then to drive that down throughout levels of the organisation. Frequently what companies do is have great measures and great descriptions of where the company's going, and link performance measures very closely to where that is, but only at the senior levels in the organisation. And then they leave the performance management and description of objectives and description of metrics and so on for more junior departments and junior members of staff down to the individual managers. And of course, it's then a question of skill as to whether it's actually tie up. Final thing, you know, excessively having a siloed approach to performance management and not doing the join up at the strategic level, which makes performance management link across departments.
Okay, so how do you integrate performance across departments?
Okay, so the primary way that integration across departments is done, from experience, what helps to link performance measures across silos is the customer journey. And that helps to apply these things at any level, wherever it's relevant to the customer journey. And customer journeys in general across all sorts of departmental lines and all sorts of divisional lines. And so they're a great leveller for setting metrics and setting performance measures. And one example from one of our clients was a service organisation that had a call centre but also had engineers on the road going to the customer's premises. And for one type of call out, they needed the call centre to arrange for parking, and they also, for another type of call out, they needed the call centre to arrange for a glass of water that we put in the commercial fridges that were on the customer's premises. Now, in the process of organising the performance metrics, the call centre were managed on average handling time. So clearly this was not consistent, and that then forced an integration and a re-evaluation of actually the primary performance measure for the call centre in order to provide the customer journey with the joined up way of managing that we wanted.
And in your view, what comes first, performance or engagement?
It's hard to give a clear answer to that because it depends on the stage of the company, but I would say that it's very, very difficult to maintain a level of engagement if people are not confident that what they're doing, A, is successful in their own right, and B, is making a difference to the company and what it's trying to achieve. So you've got to make sure that the performance measures are relevant to what the company's trying to do, and you've got to make sure that people are able to be successful within those performance measures.
And what are the essential tools for managing performance consistently?
The primary tool is a tool which allows managers to track performance and individuals to track their own performance against those metrics and do that in a consistent way with timely reminders for when things are going on and off track. You need a system to do that, and you need to be able to have that easy to use and for both staff and managers, and something that people engage with in and of itself. I do not think that spreadsheets and so on are an effective way to manage performance, and many, many companies use those, but they're not effective. The staff don't use them, for sure, and therefore not effective in terms of reminding people about what their performance is doing. Finally, you need a consistent process for managers and staff and teams to talk together about performance and about where they're going and about what they're doing at regular intervals, so there are relevant conversations to have every day, there are relevant conversations to have every week, there are relevant conversations to have every month. Those are, you know, the essential tools you need.
Well, thanks for your time today, Simon.
Thank you for listening to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. As usual, if you'd like to get in touch, please contact us on 01280 823 702 or by email at info@hrandflow.com. Next week, we'll be having a chat about customer experience.